I was like, let's do it again. The guy was like, probably pissed off.
Yeah, he's amazing. Already done it twice or three times.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to eat?
Yeah.
Daniel Cohen.
Is that Luke?
It's English, brother. Hey, James, Daniel. Yeah, not much. Yeah, pretty good. Just been talking with Scott about things. He's actually asked me to give you a call and see if you're planning on joining in with the meeting or whatever we've got for tonight. Yes. It's pretty much every Wednesday at 7 in the evening, 7 p.m. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's no worries. He's just sort of... like even if it was just at the least to jump in on the server or whatever else, but obviously if you've got,
That would take the side of drive too, right?
Yeah. The drive?
Yep. You just replace the wires?
Yeah. No worries.
Oh, no. Yours are hard mounted. I got one.
The drive shot.
You replace this wire and you replace this wire.
Okay.
And you can plug in the side of drive.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm sort of doing sales and stuff at the moment as well.
Doing
good services here and there.
Popped in.
It's not too bad.
Just
workload of getting things out there. So we are getting bites here and there, so which is good. Yeah. So things are moving along. So it just takes time. You've got to spend a bit of time to get it all going. So. Yeah, exactly.
How? What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Did you got to take the drive?
Yeah.
No worries, fridge.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, no worries.
Once you get a lot of freezer, I could destroy it. But once it gets cold
enough, take it up,
plug it in, put water pressure right on the top of it, it'll give it just enough slippage room to get itself right back on track because it's got technology in there to do that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I can show you on that one if you'd like.
What?
Cool. So I can read the drive.
Wait a minute. You can... So you would read the drive?
Yes. Microscope?
How long does it last? How long does it last until it heats up, or...?
No. No, then it's realigned. It's okay.
Wait a minute. So you freeze it, you plug it in,
and you're stepping on it or putting pressure.
You put pressure. Like, don't freeze it. If you freeze it, you step on it.
Well, what kind of bread? Like a vice?
Fork. Right? Enough pressure. Once you've done it enough times, you know the amount of pressure.
If you hear the clunk, you put too much pressure.
Yeah, exactly. Like anything with computers.
You could damage a drive that way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. If it's already cooked.
Exactly.
But yeah, but if you want to retrieve, mm-hmm. yeah. if you want that information.
Exactly.
How long, so if you just keep a drive like that, then that's your redundant storage, right? You just let it run out, and then you know you can realign it later and read it.
Eventually, it's going to start losing sectors.
It's all magnetic?
When it's out of alignment, it does scratch the head, so it won't be able to write to those areas anymore, that type of thing.
Yeah, man. You need something with parity.
Why would you want to mock it?
I want to get a RAID 10.
RAID 10?
This is 0 and a 1.
Okay, yeah. You know they got 0-1 and 1-0?
I don't get it.
It's just a different...
You know what the striping is?
Hmm?
You know what the striping is?
It's not having sharing between two hard drives?
Basically. Putting information on both of them.
Is that Michael?
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
That's excellent.
Oh, man.
Down with the outside world.
That's why you went to the door.
Yeah, well, air, right? Air is good. And then I can turn on lights.
So yeah, we can copy and paste that price chart without actually including the percentage tables that are below it.
Cool.
For people to see. And debate.
Who is James, by the way?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he might be out because he's doing it to do it now. Plus, he's got all the other shit that he's been dealing with for the government stuff.
Yeah,
basically, to get in, to be a website main customer, it's $20 a month.
Perfect.
That gives you. Less than up to 5 basic pages, up to 2 advanced pages, which includes the main page with the menu system, and the contact page. So both of those would be advanced pages.
Sorry.
Contact,
like it's a form.
A form and whatever. So it's got
more control, it might be hackable.
The 2 advanced. I just gotta make sure I
sorry. Up to 2 advanced. One would be the main page with the menus and stuff on it. And then the other one would be the contact page. So if they don't want a contact page, it frees up an advanced page for something else that's outlined below, or actually above, I think. But if they want a contact page on top of a normal website, that's basically the 2 major or 2 advanced pages there. Anything else is going to cost more. It's hard to read from this far.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, that's the first line.
Want me to move?
Second line is, no, one basic change a month is included, which allocates basically 10 minutes a month to that customer. One domain included, one email included, hosting is included, 5 gig is included, unlimited bandwidth with a star for, you know, typical rates or whatever, included in all packages. Okay, so there's the member package, which is basic membership to us. That's $20 a month and $100 initial startup. And it allocates 10 minutes a month for them, basically one basic change. And there's the professional package, which costs $50 a month but has no initial startup. So the salespeople kind of lose by them getting that package in some ways, but it'll add up.
I was just thinking, I hope this comes across without butchering English, but one good way of getting metrics and getting potential sales is we would be able to, could we monitor each account's bandwidth usage? Yeah, right? We'd have to be able to charge them. Like, that's how Rogers does the overcharges stuff, right?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
All right. We should do